23 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Grease Man. Hey, look out now. Look out now. It's time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, you've been on the force for years. You've seen every kind of situation. You've been in every kind of battle. You know what the smell of cordite smells like. You know what the sound of bullet is when it flies over your head. So they've trained you as a hostage negotiator. It is your job when some maggot gets himself in a situation he can't handle and he takes a hostage, holds a gun to her head. You gotta be able to talk him out of it. And sure enough, hold up, interrupted at the convenience store. Summon you, hostage negotiator. You get on the phone with the suspect. He sounds frantic. He says, listen, I have a gun. I'll blow her away. Unless you put a car outside with $10,000 and have a plane waiting at the airport. You know, the usual silly stuff they ask for. I say, wait a minute now. I'd like to come in and talk to you. As you strap that Uzi to your side, out of sight. He says, well, just you and nobody else. And I want a pizza. That's always galled you. Having to feed these maggots. Here they are robbing someplace, holding somebody hostage. And you got to feed the maggot? You say, all right, I'll be in with a pizza. And sure enough, you order a pizza. But before you bring it to him, you say, excuse me, gents, turn your backs a second, would you? You drop trowel. All right, tell him the pizza's on the way. And so you walk in there. You got the earpiece of your walkie-talkie. You hear your commander saying to you, look, if you can take a clean shot, take him out. But be careful not to hit the suspect. You say, Roger, I'm inside the building and I can see him. I can see him and the suspect. I think I can get a clean shot. The chief says, be careful. Be careful. If the time is right, go for it. Sure enough, you swing around with that Uzi. You cut him down. The chief says, I heard gunfire. You say, yes, they were both together, but I got a clean shot off. I got a clean angle. You say, well, how are you able to hit him without hitting the hostage? You say, well, you know, chief, how sometimes hostages will feel a certain kinship with the suspects that are holding them hostage? Chief says, yes. Say, well, she was giving him a little gobble to gee at the time, so I had a pretty easy shot to make, actually. The tank was left him downtown and book him. You hammer and clean up this mess. It's most unsafe.
It's the Grease Man. DC 101.